VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. No comment so far from the U.S. government on the arrest by Russia's security service of a 48-year-old American man, Paul Whelan. He's a retired U.S. Marine. Russia says it detained him for spying. Associated Press correspondent Lynn Berry says his family reports he was in Moscow for a wedding.
Paul Whelan's brother says that the morning of his arrest, he had taken a group of the wedding guests on a tour of the Kremlin museums. And he had been in touch by text throughout the afternoon, but the last time anyone heard from him was at about 5 p.m. And then he failed to show up that evening for the wedding. And this was quite alarming.
On Twitter, David Whelan said his brother's innocence is undoubted and he trusts his rights will be respected. Right-wing nationalist Jair Bolsonaro has been sworn in as president of Brazil with promises to tackle corruption, crime, and a failing economy. He's a former army captain. He's been called Brazil's Donald Trump. He was sworn into office in Brasilia on Tuesday. Trump congratulated Bolsonaro on Twitter, telling him the USA is with you. The Brazilian leader replied also on Twitter, "Under God's protection, we shall bring prosperity and progress to our people." Bolsonaro is the latest in a string of far-right leaders around the world who have risen to power on anti-establishment anger. Officials in Pakistan said Tuesday that at least four security forces were killed when a group of heavily armed militants assaulted a paramilitary training center in southwestern Baluchistan province. The Pakistani military's media wing said that terrorists attempted to storm the residential and administrative blocks of the Frontier Corps facility in the remote town of Lorelei, but security guards blocked them. This is VOA News. The Taliban has killed more than 20 pro-government forces and captured several security outposts in northern Afghanistan. The insurgents staged the deadly offensive to try to take control of oil fields in Sayad District and Sar-e-Pol Province. A local government spokesman told VOA on Tuesday that Afghan security forces, including police and intelligence operatives, repulsed Monday night's attack by the Taliban. The Somali military has executed six al-Shabaab militants without a trial, according to officials and rights activists. The militants were executed Sunday by firing squad in the town of Bardhera, about 300 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. The partial U.S. government shutdown is in its 11th day at the dawn of 2019, with lawmakers and President Trump still at odds over his demand for money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president's video message on New Year's